When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another Agusto Baba podcast, the number one podcast that JOP and Peso Pluma will not come on. Also, if you guys are new to the channel, make sure you guys like, comment, and subscribe. Listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and listen to the best place on Spotify called
Para Andar a Gusto.
And add us on Snapchat, because yesterday we did some crazy shit. We went to JOP's new tour announcement party. It was a rooftop bar, and we went to Coachella.
Coachella.
That was insane.
Coachella.
Todavía ando polvoriento. No me he bañado. This is the one that JOP gave us.
He hasn't
No me he bañado. But anyway, I don't even know.
Why you look all dead?
What are you tired about?
Bro, I'm tired. I woke up early.
No, you didn't even go to Coachella. You got back like 3 p.m.
Okay, but just because I didn't go doesn't mean I didn't do shit. Like, I still woke up early.
For what?
I went to the gym.
For what?
To get that pump. What are you talking about? I'm trying to get that stomach pump. Pa que te ríes tú? Over there with your Nike drive.
Yeah, you forgot the...
Wait,
you forgot...
All right.
The game's over there.
Just because you wear Nike Dry Fit and wear athletic clothing doesn't make you an athlete.
Athleisure wear. Ban. Did you do the...
He does have a lot of running shoes in like for work.
You have running shoes because of your flat feet and you don't run.
Did you get insurance though?
Hey,
relax. I'm gonna do it eventually.
Did you get insurance?
I'm gonna do it eventually.
Relax. Did you get insurance though?
You know,
that's crazy.
Hey. La seguranza de Dios nunca falla.
El que le falló a Dios fuiste tú. Nunca ha sido. Nunca ha sido.
I try to go.
Yeah. Try this, try that. You
Dios,
know what?
Dios nos cuida. Dios no falla.
Shut up. Open up your laptop.
No. Look, are you going to tell me to go do it? Look how easy it is. I'm going to do it for you right now.
Es que por qué me hace enojar, pues.
Click on this link, guys. This is the link. First thing in the description.
What's the link?
Look how easy it is. Ooh, we look good right here.
Damn.
Stylish.
That would look good.
First name. What's your first name?
In English, Jason. And in Spanish, Jason.
¿Vas a pagar con pesos o qué?
Or pounds.
Eso es lo que
pounds.
Eso es lo que traigo ahorita.
Last name.
What's your last name?
Núñez. With the ñ, though.
Yeah.
Do you have the ñ?
Phone number.
714.
Ponele tu mamá porque 4, tú nunca contestas.
4-4.
Okay, we're going to have to put your mom's phone number. What's your mom's phone number?
Sí, porque no, answer. Nunca contestas. Le voy a hablar y le he dado quejas.
Hey, pero cuando quieres comida... Hey, Jason, hazme un paro. Tráeme una hamburguesa.
Whatever.
¿He told you that?
Yeah.
No, the hell?
Tráeme un Happy Meal.
You know, I know your email.
De veras.
Jason, a gusto, papá, dog.
Wait, it's really that easy?
Guys, this is how easy it is. All you have to go is to the landing page.
Language preference. What do we put for you? Sign language? No, I'm just kidding.
Morse code.
Nothing. I got nothing for him.
Wait, English or Spanish? What are you good at?
Yes, guys.
You suck at both.
Nah. English.
They have
English.
You could talk to them. You could go and fill up this. You can go to the website.
Address.
Once you see her picture, you just fill that up. That's all you have to do. Adriana's insurance. It's quick and easy. You get it done the very same day. Because other places, what do they have? Our holding periods. You guys might not know what that is, but it means like, okay, we all know that we need to get insurance because it's required by the law. And if we get pulled over, we are going to get in trouble, right? So you go get insurance and they're like, oh yeah, for sure. It's going to take 2 weeks to let you know, though. And then after that, they'll be like, oh, but you have to pay the day of. You got to pay the day of. And if it's a few $100, you got to cover it up that day of. And they'll be like, oh, no, you know what? We can't insure you. So those 2 weeks, you don't have no insurance. And now they're going to give you your money back, of course. But why even take your money in the first place? You go to the Adriana's insurance, quick and easy. They show you the insurance is available to you all the way to full coverage. But you can also just get liability, which is what the law requires. Another thing.
He lost his voice.
He's so bad. He lost his voice.
Do you not have insurance? I know those places are probably expired, but with them, you don't have to go to the DMV. You get it done through them. You don't have to spend the whole day there. So guys, make sure to go. Link in the description. You go there. You fill it up. And then from there, all you have to do is...
Oh, Toto's calling me.
Toto's calling you.
Should I answer on the podcast?
Call.
Oh, wait, hold on. Yeah.
Yeah, just call and make sure. Augusto. And don't forget, Augusto has his very own discount with the link in the bio. Make sure to take advantage of that. No anden los más con las de Dios. No abusen. Get it done. Thank you, guys. I rest my case.
Basic information. Look, we just finished. Well, I mean, right here is more private information. So you're going to do that. But when we finish the podcast, you're going to do that.
Honestly.
Easy.
Mira, me tienes así. No ves que me duele la garganta.
My bad, champ. No me gusta regañarte. I thought it was a little bit more complicated than
that. But guys, don't forget. First link in the description to get a discount. Augusto discount. No hold periods. No holding period. That's annoying. Flexible payments, too.
You start today. You finish today. You get your paper, proof of insurance today. So when they
say everything today.
License, registration, and proof of insurance, you're like here, here, and here. That's it.
It's not like we ain't capping.
Because yesterday on our way to Coachella, almost crashed.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I almost fell asleep on the way to Coachella.
It's far, no?
Yeah, we had a switch. Hours. We had a switch.
3 hours?
Whew, good thing I'm...
No, it ended up being
full coverage.
3.5, I think.
Yeah. 3.5?
Yeah.
It was hard to get out of the festival.
Because I looked it up.
And then someone wanted to stop by McDonald's.
Right after we stopped at
Jason, can you get me some burgers? I'm hungry, bro. I got you.
I pan con papan.
All right, what happened?
Dude,
what happened?
We went to Chipotle like 30 minutes later. I was like, why am I at McDonald's?
I was like, I need to take a piss. I had my mobile order waiting.
Was the drive really that bad though? Let's just be honest.
I knocked out. I had a knockout. Actually, we had a switch. I was falling asleep.
Yeah, I ended up driving there. It wasn't that bad. I was just like anxious, you know, like, oh my God, I want to get there. And like every 10 minutes, there'll be a little traffic. Like, me daba desesperando poquito. And then once the lady said, oh, okay, here's your ticket, but the place is 6 hours away, I lost it.
Damn, that's crazy. So Coachella is like, it's a whole as experience.
The whole town.
It's not as easy as like getting there and like going.
It's not as easy as like parking at the little structure in downtown.
Dude, there's a lot I have to say about Coachella, but let's talk about what we did before.
Yeah. Wait, you said Toto called you right now?
Oh yeah, Toto called me, Shane.
I called him back.
Yo, Diego.
Yo, what's up, bro? There we go. The fucking leaker. I don't know if I should put this in. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm like, ponte pilas, Angel. Honestly, I feel like you don't have fault.
No, okay.
Because I feel like if I heard it, I was like,
no, no.
But I didn't get it.
No, but he knew it wasn't released.
No.
It's not your fault because they played it to the public.
They did play it to the public. But like, and it's a whole bunch of influencers.
Yeah, so like it was their fault, like in that case. But like, he knew what he was doing. I didn't watch the video or anything, but I heard he say something about like, I was like, oh, gee, this is on release. And I just heard you say something about like 32 seconds ago. He was recording it. So, but I didn't know you uploaded it.
Ponte vergas, Angel. Por eso no te quieren. Mira, junior age. Fuerza Regida.
Angel's the leaker, guys.
Angel the leaker.
Junior H album.
Something else, too.
Iván Cornejo's Está Dañado. Like, I don't know how no one caught on to that shit. Like, he literally leaked that shit like a year before.
Angel's a pro leaker.
Who was it here? With Fuerza?
I think he did one more, no?
No, there's one more he leaked. I'm pretty sure. He leaked information.
Oh, yeah. I can't say that, but off the record.
JLP. Sorry, it's because I lost my voice when we went to Peso's thing. But restart. Joe P, I heard that my TikTok came across your For You page. As the world knows, we got invited to your pool party yesterday, and I thought we were supposed to make content, right? And I wanted to make a TikTok with you, but I was a little shy, so I didn't do it. So then I need to blame him. I didn't catch on to it. And he said, oh, look, that's a new song. You should make a video about it. And I was like, bet.
I did not say he said make a video about it.
So then
I was like, oh, Angel, this is a new song. 32 seconds ago. 32 seconds ago, guys. I was like, oh, we're a hero.
Okay, but look, on the plus side, the comments, like, nobody was talking about the song.
Hey.
Because then I was like, oh, there's a lot of people here. Look, and I was like, oh, look, that's Wilito. And people just, like, started talking about Wilito. So nobody paid attention to the song. And then also, I don't know who else was on it. Joe, I didn't put Joe P's part in it, you know?
It's funny how we were literally talking about that at the party. You're like, oh, did you record the unreleased song? He's like, it was like, I don't know what I should say, but it's a certain genre. He's like, yeah. And then he's like, oh, did you get JOP's voice? He's like, fuck, I don't think so.
Dude.
No, but look, it's because everybody had the same idea. I just was.
You were just.
Yo fui el que.
You were the catalyst.
I want to give context too, because we might cut off whatever the phone call, but basically Angel posted something he wasn't supposed to, and then it came across GOP's For You page. So they asked him if he could take it down.
Yeah. Come on.
It's because this happens a lot.
But
not with him, you know, but like, it's just, I'm a repeated offender.
They told us. But yeah, guys, GOP's party was fun. It wasn't like last year's yacht party. Less people, less influencers.
I think a lot of people were comparing those two events, and a lot of people were saying that the yacht party was better. There was way more people. I think over here it was more reserved, more exclusive. We kind of did
more industry people too.
Yeah.
Industry people.
This someone said brother. Less morros con house.
I mean, it was cool.
Look, JLP, I have your sweater. I'm on your side. I'm on your team.
No, you're a morro.
I thought you wanted to like show the world what was going on. That's why I was like, oh, let me help JLP out.
What if someone someone like registered the song and then they copyright their version? Crazy.
Let's just get together and buy the DJ, bro.
But yeah, guys, we got invited to GOP's tour announcement party. It was at a rooftop bar in Los Angeles. It was at 11 in the morning. 11:30, we actually got there on time, like right on time.
Ah, para eso sí llegan temprano, ¿verdad?
No, we were actually late, but
temprano, huh?
We ended up... did you guys get buzzed?
Honestly, I had... I had one drink.
That's why I had to switch with Angel.
And then I had one shot with this fool. And that shit got me buzzed.
You don't even see. I only had like half the shot.
Yeah, but like the shot was like...
Oh, we didn't eat breakfast, right?
No. You know, when you drink on an empty stomach, it hits the best. Those are the best.
You pay less on with alcohol. Tip, pro tip.
Yeah, honestly, it was really nice. The event was cool. It had a nice pool, nice view, you know, the decorations or whatever, free drinks.
We met TikTok star Benji.
Benji.
That's pretty crazy. I couldn't believe it when I saw him.
Yeah. Me either, dude. I don't watch influencers like
that. Yeah, we saw Wilito. Who else did we see?
Everybody from the Waka house was there.
Oh, everyone except from the Waka house.
Oh, yeah, Shoddy. Because she was with... she had to go do an event in Fresno. That's what Corona said.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. And then we also saw Chinito Pacas with his músicos. The members of...
Fuerza
were there. Damn.
So what would you say is like your one standout moment? Or what was you guys' favorite part of that event?
When JLP said what's up to us and I wasn't recording.
Oh yeah.
I literally put it on my camera. I was like, oh
damn, I literally thought it was like the best day of my life.
And I was like, JLP. And everything. I was like, fuck.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then I was like, what the fuck? I wasn't recording.
You know, getting into other
details. I only got iPhone footage.
Other details, Angel. You wanna
And then Angel over here, like, bro, that's the girl I talked to on Instagram. And on Instagram, Angel's like a
Andrew
Tate,
like a Mexican top G,
like the way he talks to girls,
like Mexican,
and
like Mexican top G with the receding hairline.
Yeah,
but that's online.
G got no hairline. I'm working my way up there.
But what happened,
dude? I thought it was like the best of my life, so I got Joe P mad.
That girl, I talked to that girl. You know, say, okay, look, I didn't text her last. I left her on scene. You know, say, okay. The whole time on my vlog, you guys could see like, dude, that girl. Like, should I go up to her? Like, what do I tell her? Blah blah blah. Like acting like a top dog, and then
no, I wasn't acting like a top dog. I got scared.
He got scared.
He's a fan in real life, but yeah, online,
real life, I'm a fan.
Around, like, cool.
And then he realized that, like, you know, he couldn't do it. So then, like, the girl comes to the bar where we were, like the little bar area, and I got it on video. She goes up to him and she's like, "Oh hi," and he's like, "Oh hey, you're here." Like, bro, he does that shit. And he's like, "Yeah, I'm about to take some shots. Like, you want to take a shot?" I say, "Yeah, let's go." But dude, like, all fucking stiff.
What
like,
is up with you, Angel? Get it together.
I thought it was like the best of my life yesterday.
And then he took the shot. Didn't even say thank you. Nothing. Pa' fuera. Vámonos.
Why didn't you keep talking to her? If you found her attractive or you like the way she made you feel, you know? Or was energy not transcending in real life? Like,
no, I think I was the one not giving that energy, you know?
Yeah. Honestly, yeah. But she wanted to talk to you though, right?
Es lo que dicen ustedes.
Okay, I'll admit she did, but like you were being
him.
Like a nerd, you know?
No, he was being weird. Like he acted all stiff and quiet. Like,
is it because your sister was there? No.
No.
Nah.
Well, there could be like many factors, but now that I think about it,
I think he just folded. Like it was just a
you folded. You're like
nah, average Angel fold. Some light.
What was the issue? Please explain, elaborate.
The issue was just I was me being me, bro.
The issue was that he was sober.
Really? You should have taken a couple more.
I'm on a point in my life where I can't focus on girls right now.
Nah.
Train men or what?
But you're in at an event. You're supposed to be social. You know?
Why don't you talk to girls?
What the fuck? I have a girlfriend. I was with my girlfriend.
Why are you scared?
I'm not.
Why
scared?
Are you all stiff now?
I'm not stiff. Why? What does it mean? I can't talk to girls, but like I was with my girlfriend and you know, whatever.
So you talk to girls?
I'm saying there's no issue with that.
No, I get you. No, I fumbled.
You folded
You
folded like a book. Like a junior.
Folded
like a lawn chair.
Like folded like a lawn chair.
Like a thesaurus.
On Easter at a
folded like those fucking Samsung phones.
Nah, but then after I was talking to somebody and they're like, oh yeah, well she's talking to so and so. And I was like, oh brother, then I got no chance, bro. Zero chance.
Yeah, and then he told me who that person was. I was like, yeah, bro, like
yeah, no chance.
Move it on, champ. Keep making your TikToks.
No, not even the TikToks.
Like this other person was like successful, has money, and super nice car, hella streams. And then I was like, okay, let me compare the stats to Angel.
No streams.
Angel, nice.
He's nice. He's nice.
Bro, JLP, please. What'd I do to you, JLP? No.
Oh. I feel like that's really, is getting you upset, huh?
No, I'm not upset. It was just, man, I thought I did good. Yeah,
honestly,
videos, bro. All
right, question. What event do you guys think was better? The y'all party or this one? Mm. Real talk, like. You know, fuck the...
Me, personally, I like yesterday better.
Okay.
I thought I had a better time yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But...
What about you?
I feel like it was the same to me. I didn't feel anything different. Just the yacht had more people.
Yeah. Oh, and they did do a music video on the yacht.
Oh, yeah. That was...
That was pretty cool.
Then we had a little controversy going on right there, huh?
Yep.
Who remembers that? Yeah, it was cool.
Oh, yeah, that's something that I remembered is that they invited us to the Marca Registrada album hearing session or listening party?
Release party.
Listening
the
session.
The GOAT.
Is the day before their Pico event, right?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the day we're going to Bakersfield. Which you guys should buy your tickets. Here's the flyer. We are hosting this event.
Yeah?
Yeah, and then the day of his show in Pico is the day we're going to Arizona.
Oh, bro.
And we're over here like, yeah, Fidel, ahí vamos a estar tomando unos shots.
I was going to tell him que iba a ahorrar to buy a table.
Oh, yeah, it was crazy. I checked the date and I told my girlfriend about it.
Honestly,
I was like, oh, fuck, it's the 27th.
There's a lot of good events happening, to be honest. Honestly, the last time we went to go see Marca Registrada at Pico, it was cool. ¿Qué traes tú, morro?
How am I just playing JLP? Like, I'm on his side. I'm not in awe.
He don't fuck
bro.
With you no more.
Nah, I'm not in awe.
You look like in awe because after that, the TikTok after, you were with Bessel. Ooh, he's in awe. He's a spy.
No,
I wouldn't trust him.
No, when he was
we
like,
don't trust
he's
you.
Like, JOP. He's like, sorry about my voice. I was screaming at Bessel's concert yesterday. Come on, how do you connect those
yeah,
two?
Yeah.
I'm wearing your sweater, though. Anyway.
Anyways, we should go on break.
We're going on quick break.
I know when you were younger, you didn't shower and you had greasy ass hair.
Who still doesn't shower? What do you
mean? I pan?
What?
Brother, but in real life, I got motion, champ.
Oh yeah, after you, Instagram, after that girl, Instagram. After the girl Instagram. Went up to you to talk to you.
What is that giving?
It's giving that you can't execute.
No, like the girl went up to him, so it's like, it's still good look. Like, oh, she went up to Angel. But the way Angel acted when she went up to him.
Was she bad?
It wasn't like
the girl bad?
It wasn't like, oh, you know, like, oh yeah, like, fuck it, let's go, you know?
Like it was a cool.
It was like,
can't answer.
Oh, you're here too? Oh, you're here. Hey, what's up? I'm Angel. Let's go. Takes a shot. Didn't even like look at her.
Was she bad or no?
I have a girlfriend. You guys,
having a girlfriend doesn't change the answer.
I know.
Out of respect, I will not answer that question.
They thought about it, chat.
What did Canelo say when they asked him a question? Shut the fuck up. Get the fuck up.
He's like, get the fuck out of here, motherfucker. Something like that.
Yeah.
Then we went to Coachella. We drove 3 hours. Went buzzed.
Orch.
It's not really buzzed. It was just like kind of like a headache. And I was like, fuck, I can't drive. But dude, I was actually like
3 hours. After going to the jail, Pero Enamorados tour release party.
Pero Enamorados? Pero no te enamores.
Are you pissed at me? Please. Get mad at him. You don't even know. Pero no te enamores.
So we drove to Coachella. We got to Coachella. Peso goes up at 19. We got to Coachella.
At 8.
At 8. Right at the will call. The World Call is 5 miles away from the actual stadium. We got to the World Call, we parked, and then we saw some TikTokers. Dude, so you can see how dumb this motherfucker is.
All right, let him know.
We saw like famous TikTokers, Charlie D'Amelio's boyfriend. You know,
like Lil Putty, Lil Huddy?
No. That's like,
of course you know him.
Khloe Kardashian's, who's the one dating the ball
driver? Travis Barker,
yeah.
His son. You know how he's dating like one of them?
Yeah.
Or who's he dating? Him and like his group of friends are all like really, really famous and shit.
Like just rich.
And then we were right next to them at the World Call. And then Angel's over here like, chat, new update. And I was like, damn, these fools are singing over here. And then I realized it was them. And then I was like,
hey, okay.
And then I told Angel, I was like, oh, like these fools are like really, really famous, you know? And then he's like, who? And they're like right there. He's like, and like, bro, like, quita esa cara, wey. You know how he does that shit?
He does, dude, bro. Like you tell him to look at something, but like tell him to not make it obvious. He goes, who?
And then they ask why they want to fuck him up.
Caveman.
No, but no, then I was I was like that. And then your girlfriend starts recording him. I was like, you can record him. I can't even look at him for 2 seconds.
Yeah, but you can look at them like this, but like, oh, you know what I'm talking about.
It looks like you're mad dogging. You're like,
pues es like, estoy viendo si eso se parece.
All right, and then.
No, pero those fools are all tall. Eso sí les dieron de comer bien.
The motherfuckers are tall.
So and they were all like nice dressed and everything. Like they had, like you could tell, like.
Like Coachella fit type.
Like they, like.
Like si le echaron ganas.
You know?
Like they didn't go like, you guys, pinches moros cagados. Pinches moros cagados.
Pero con todas las ganas del mundo.
And then I didn't know it was 5 miles away. So then we get to the shuttle. And then the people are like, oh, you're here for the shuttle. And they were like, oh, yeah, this is the last one. Do you guys have passes? And they were like, oh, no. And he's like, oh, you have 10 minutes to go to the World Call and come back. We get to the World Call. And then they're like, oh, yeah, we still have a few passes. Like, you guys can buy them. They're 140 each.
That's crazy.
That was crazy. So the Angel was like, nah, like, we'll go get an Uber. So then we call the Uber. And then the Uber takes a while to come. It was like, what, like a 20-minute drive? 20, 25-minute drive?
So that's crazy. That's fucking far.
Yeah, it was a 25-minute drive. So then at that point, by the time we got inside of the Uber, it was about, I said 20, like 8:20.
8:20, yeah.
So then the Uber takes another 20 minutes, right? 40. And then where he dropped us off, we had to walk 25 minutes.
Damn.
And as soon as like we get there, there was like a little thing that said info. So then I was like, oh, like, where's Peso playing?
No, he went to the info. Is this info?
Ponte verga, Angel. Dude, que traes?
Like, I don't know what's wrong with this.
You're smart, but you're like, no life skills, you know?
No, it's because that fool looked, it was a lady, actually. And the lady was like reading a book or something. So maybe I thought she's like, just like,
yeah, it was
like
weird.
A hippie or something, you know, like just chilling. Or, yeah, I don't know. She didn't have like no vest or nothing. Like it was just like
all the people there at info were just like literally just almost like laying down.
Yeah, she had no, like she was on her outfit. Yo pensé que like the info people left and like she was just kicking it because it was a chair.
Yeah, so then he was like, oh, where's Peso Pluma? That way we walk like 7 more minutes and right when we walk in, we see the screen go black.
Yeah, and it's like, oh my God.
No, everyone's saying that was the intro. That wasn't the intro. That was the outro. The violins were the outro.
To that song.
Yeah,
Okay, what song did they start with?
I forgot, I recorded it. I think it was Rubicon. Oh, you know the one I have on my story? That was the first song. I think it was Rubicon.
Then the intro wasn't violins or?
No, that was the very last song. Like right when he's about to dip, it was a violin.
No. You got it mistaken. No, right when we got there.
But when we got there, what song?
Relax. It was a violin.
Oh yeah, it was a violin, but it wasn't Lady Gaga violin.
Oh, okay.
You know the one you hear?
Like it was like but it was one from like his last album, not Hennessy's, but one before it.
Yeah, it was.
I can't remember what it was, but that was the intro to it, and then they ended with Lady Gaga.
Yeah. So he brought out Junior H. This one got all hyped. Santa Fe Clan,
Becky G,
Arcángel was like, all right, you know,
that's the goal, bro. Come on.
Why?
Arcángel?
Explain to me why I'm
not familiar with Arcángel.
Well, Arcángel. Arcángel.
Compadientes.
He's like one of the, you know, the pioneers of the reggaeton scene.
Mm.
And, you know, pocas palabras, fucking.
What's a banger?
Huh?
Pardon the ignorance. Name a banger from Arcángel.
Con pocas palabras, he said, no reggaetonero wants to do Mexican music.
He did say that.
Grupo Frontero tenía ahí bailando las de dos pasitos.
Literally.
So what's it called? So I can look it up.
La Jumpa. That was a banger.
Huh?
La Jumpa.
La Jumpa.
Jumpa?
La Jumpa.
How does it go?
It goes, yala, yakuya, ekie, un VIP, un piña.
Es para que se duerman los niños, yo creo.
I'm giving a hard time because I could tell that you didn't know the name. Anyways, we get there, right? And like the audio, it sounded good. It's my first festival. I don't know what the audio is supposed to sound like. But dude, the production set, like literally everything was a 10 out of fucking 10. Like if you went to Peso Pluma's show last year and then you're expecting to go to a show this year with just new music, like nah, bro, like there's more to it.
Yeah.
Like what categories?
Like the whole production set, like.
Oh, he's talking about production.
The choreography, like he danced with choreography. Like I know Nata did that, but Nata didn't dance. Nata was just like that, and then people just went around them. Grupo Firme did weird choreography. I don't remember what it was, but I know people didn't like it. But dude, okay, so back to this. Oh, where was I?
Yeah,
what was some crazy shit that happened that while we were like, what the fuck?
You told me that Peso Pluma was like synchronized dancing with them.
Yeah, he was synchronized dancing with them. So it was cool because Peso Pluma already dances, but he has like people behind him, like almost like if they're hyping him up. So then the crowd feels hyped up too.
Yeah. The crowd, I think the first where we were at, the crowd wasn't going crazy. I know I could hear the scream. So it was like, I feel like they're on the other side because we walked into through the VIP side or whatever it was.
Presumido.
Fucking dick.
And then, but we went like, I guess that's just for the restrooms and stuff and like seats or whatever. So then once we come out, I feel like all the people that came out from there were like white people that were just like starting to save their spot for Lana Del Rey. So like on our side, like it was just like me, you know, like.
He was on his knees for Junior H. And dude, what also was crazy and different, like he would sing a few songs, shit would turn black. Uh-huh. And then there's like a little fucking 40 second movie. Like it felt like a movie. Like some crazy, literally felt like you're at Disneyland and you're watching a fireworks show. Swear to God.
Did he actually have like
real? I literally told him like, dude, it feels like I'm at fucking Disneyland and like shit's about to happen.
Yeah. You know? Did he have a lot of like pyrotechnics?
Yeah, I had all that. And then I think the 30 seconds, like they were like every second was like counting. And it wasn't like, oh, like, ¿cuándo nos aventamos siguiente? Like they already, of course they already knew, right? But like those 30 seconds while they played the little thing on the screen, it was like they would come back with like different outfits. Oh, or like, yeah. It would do some crazy.
It would turn black and then it would be like, oh, some shit on the screen, narcotraficantes, blah blah, Peso Pluma, Chile, like you know, shit that.
Yeah, you know, cause Viña del Mar, it's a crazy festival. It was one of the most important ones in the world, and they're gonna have Peso Pluma. I don't know if headline or you know, we're definitely up there.
In Argentina?
No, Chile.
In Chile. Oh shit.
Viña del Mar, and then the government actually said no because he represents el narcotráfico and la apología al narcotráfico, of course.
And then they said, yeah, but we're not going to stream his part.
Yeah. So then I guess that was his way to, stand up for himself, you know?
Like yeah. But what do you guys think about, you know, his music? You think he's really representing narcotráfico?
Yeah.
Narcotraficantes?
I think so.
You think so? Like he's advocating that it's like a, well, he's obviously advertising the lifestyle of the narco.
Why?
No. Yeah.
Advertising or
like he's like singing about personajes of the narcotráfico.
I see it more as a story. Like you know, you watch a movie and you like watch the story of the person.
Oh, okay.
That's how I see it. I don't see it as a promotion to narcos. Okay. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like I don't listen to it. I'm like, I want to be a fucking narco.
Yeah, maybe I might.
I do.
Well, you can, bro.
You already on your knees for Junior Age.
No, please don't clip that up, bro.
Nah, that's crazy.
No, so if you went to Peso Pluma show, okay, so you know how we were talking about the tickets and how they were expensive and we complained as well, like, oh, you know, this shit's too much. That's fucking, if they're going to do that shit at every concert, that ticket price is fucking worth it.
That's crazy. I'm really, guys, I didn't get to go, but.
No, you would have been shocked, especially since you're into like all that shit of like the sound and the music and the lights and the fucking shit that they play behind, like 10 out of fucking 10. I'd pay fucking thousands.
Now you say that, I feel like that speaks volume, and I'm definitely looking forward to that.
And trust me, we've been to a shitload of concerts, and Peso Pluma was my top concert, but like this concert made the other one like look like shit.
And he said he was sober, so.
And I was sober, dude.
And we were like a mile away from the stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, imagine
that was the first mistake.
Front row.
Being sober.
Yeah, I think that would have been a life-changing experience. And also another thing that I want to bring up is so those big screens and like all that production. They did like a little menage to
all the
past legends.
From like Miguel y Miguel to Chalino to Jenny Rivera to Alegres, Legado Siete, Labón, Junior, Nata.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
they put everyone before Fuerza Regida.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. And I think like some people might just be like, oh, that's cool. But I think it made a big it was a big impact for a lot of people. And actually something that happened was that we were right behind Johnny.
Jenny Rivera's son.
We didn't know at the time until like the end, like where he started walking away. And we're like, oh damn. Like it was like the most unexpected thing, but like it really shocked him, you know? And yeah. You could see that like his appreciation for that.
Yeah. I saw that he posted on Instagram how like
Didn't go unnoticed. So I think for him to like pay his respects to that, you know, to all the big ones before him is cool to see.
Yeah, like, honestly that's dope. But you know how I asked you guys that the like our music right now represent like narcotráfico or like the lifestyle of it. I don't know if you guys saw that Fuerza Regida got threatened again.
Oh, in Cancun?
In Cancun, yeah. So like you think there's gonna be more like problems with, you know, artists going to Mexico and having tours over there?
Yeah, I think so.
You know what's crazy? I think we should make a separate podcast about this, like next week. Oh, I mean, yeah, next week. But I think JOP said that it's his last year touring in Mexico. Damn. Or I don't know, in general.
I think
for sure.
In general?
Yeah, I don't know if he said like, oh, in just Mexico or like touring just in general. I need to watch that video again.
That's crazy, no? It's like super dangerous. And obviously they've already had like multiple problems with, you know, touring in Mexico. You know, his security guard
got killed
and, you know, he was arrested at the border. You know, I think it's the second threat, right? Second or third threat?
Who knows? That we know of, you know, I feel like Mexico is very unstable when it comes to that. And we know we have more questions than answers to that. But maybe, you know, kind of just like gives us a little bit of insight into the issues that he has when he goes over there. And then it's a really big security risk for him. I'm sure that he has like 100 bodyguards when he does go over there. And not because I don't know exactly why, you know, but it's always a risk. I mean, for him, you know, even here, he can't go out alone.
I think that's a huge issue, like having the best música mexicanas artists that are like living in the United States and don't want to go to Mexico anymore. Because that's a huge market.
It's a huge market, but I think it comes with also huge risks. I've seen there's a good amount of artists. Well, of course, they have a lot of houses, but I feel like their main residences are over here. I mean, close to Mexico, they have to go a lot, but I feel like they do prefer to live over here.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy because like when that does happen or if it gets so bad that nobody's going to want to tour in Mexico.
Damn.
Like, let's just say Junior, Fuerza, Peso. Like, what if they all stop touring over there? Because it's like a huge issue.
Damn. So much money, though. So much money. But at the same time, I think the risk.
Like, they're not going to risk their life or a show. Like, I know that sounds messed up and they want to give the show, like, to the people, but it's like,
I think some, the only one that I've seen that like really goes, like no matter what, Luis R. He goes everywhere and sings all the songs that those lados.
Yeah, but he already had like consequences with that, no? Like they beat him up.
No.
That was my bad.
That's crazy. No. I know what you mean. You mean about that one video.
We should clip this up.
You mean about that?
No, he's with Canelo now.
Canelo?
No, dice, se llaman a los Guzmanes algo pinche cagadera en caliente.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. We can't say that because we're hosting his event. I imagine he comes up to it.
He's not going to watch this and be like, ah, ¿qué es
eso? Ah, perro. Sí lo vi.
Damn.
I think that's going to be the trend because also I saw that in Tijuana, like a trend where artists are not going to want to go to Mexico.
No? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but like that, they can...
I thought you said getting beat up.
No. That in Tijuana, you can't go sing corridos anymore.
That's gonna suck.
In Tijuana, like zero policy for corridos.
Because first the problem was zero that tolerance. The government was restricting corridos, but now it's like the narcos themselves.
Oh, I don't know.
Restricting
they just don't do shows in Tijuana no more.
Damn,
that's crazy.
Yeah, because I feel like it's something that doesn't cross our mind when we live over here. You know, you can listen to whatever music that you want. You could or whatever you want. I mean, of course, as long as it's just like you're wearing it and not doing anything bad, you're going to be completely fine.
But yeah, I think something that I'll admit is that the safety over here in United States is like, it's very, 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 very good. Like, I mean, yeah, there's still people getting killed and there's still like gangs and stuff, but like,
No se compara,
you know, over there. Like, I heard like crazy stories of shit happening in Mexico, you know, like, you know, oh yeah, I don't know if I should say this. It might be too explicit. Okay, so like basically, this couple went to Mexico, right? And like just for vacations, and like sequestraron the girl, and then the husband was looking for her like all over the city. And I guess like as he was like going back to Mexico,
to United States,
he saw like her body, but like she thought he was alive, and he was trying to like get the guard's attention, like, hey, that's my wife, like they took her. And then when they, you know, got a hold of her body, like there was nothing but drugs in her.
Oh, I heard about stuff like that with a baby.
Yeah,
they took a baby and then they tried to cross it back to the border, and supposedly the baby was sleeping, mm-hmm. but it was drugs all inside of the body.
So like crazy shit like that is wild. Like even someone that is from here and just wants to go over there to take a vacation.
You know what fucking sucks? The shit that's going on in Mazatlan with the beaches? That is super like stupid.
Oh, gentrification.
Yeah. So what do you guys think of everything going on in Mazatlan, donde ya no quieren que las bandas toquen en la playa porque... Well, it's too loud. I guess it's too loud for all the white people that are over there.
Yeah, I think it's definitely an issue because a lot of Americans are going over there to retire, and you know, they want to be in front of the beach. But at the end of the day, like, yeah, and the culture is going to stay like no matter what. You know, when, you know, they had that issue, like the Mexicans went times 10 with the banda, you know, like, we don't give a fuck, we're gonna do banda.
I saw the TikTok, it's like, "Everything was Atlanta, ahorita que están tocando todas las bandas gratis."
Always the Mexicans, bro. Always trying to get something for the low.
It's fucked up because I feel like Mexicans who live here go on vacation over there to like, they go for that. You know, you want to go to the beach, listen to banda, and like, you know,
indulge in your culture. Indulge in what you left behind. But then, I mean, what pisses me off is like, van como con ese derecho de que, oh, no me gusta esto, cámbialo. When has a Mexican ever gone over here and say, man, you know what? Well, what's a white person thing?
Man.
Like Wiener Schnitzel?
Y'all gotta get rid of all those damn ugly looking Wiener Schnitzels because I just can't stand it. Mm-hmm. No, never. You go there, it's like you go to somebody's house as a guest. You're not gonna tell them, oh, your floor sucks, or I don't like that color of your house.
You know where else this happens?
Please and thank you, yeah.
In Puerto Rico, a lot of Americans went to Puerto Rico to invest property because of the tax benefits, and they eventually like get rid of a lot of important land in Puerto Rico, and Logan Paul was one of them.
Oh yeah, I remember he was getting a shitload of hate.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is what it is. Chat,
let us know what you guys think about it in the comments. Make sure to comment down if the Americans are in the wrong, you know. Comment down, we want to know what you think. And you guys want to add anything else?
No. All right, guys, that is the end of this episode. If you guys enjoyed this episode, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. We're also uploading a vlog this Thursday when we went to Javi's show. The week after, we're going to upload another vlog talking about the whole GOP situation that's not out yet. So don't look for the videos. We're going to bring it up and talk about it. And we'll probably even ask stream of it. Like, hey, what can you guys tell us about this? Make a little episode about that. And yeah, like, comment, subscribe. Add us on Snapchat, TikTok, Instagram. Peace out.
Todos donde nos puedan ver podcast.
Podcast.